Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to part two of the UFOs podcast. I am joined by Carl.
Hello.
And I'm Josh. So we're going to be picking up where we left off and finishing a few bits and bobs, which will actually act as quite a good refresher for what we covered in last week's contemplations. But other than that, we're going to be talking about some of the sightings. And obviously, I've not gone through every single sighting ever exhaustively because we only have a finite amount of time. So I picked the ones that I find the most interesting, rather subjectively, as well as some that seem quite compelling or some that illustrate an important point. We're also going to be talking about what is not a UFO, and looking at some of the things that might look like a UFO but aren't, and looking at some of the images there. So if you do see something in the sky, hopefully you've got a better idea of whether you should be panicking, whether the invasion is imminent.
Whether you're about to get
vaporized,
teleported up.
Yeah.
All probed, that. Yeah.
But I wanted to start with this New York Times article because I think it's quite a good summary of the official position on UFOs. And it says, US finds no evidence of alien technology in flying objects, but cannot rule it out either. And it says, American intelligence officials have found no evidence that aerial phenomena witnessed by Navy pilots in recent years are alien spacecraft, but they still cannot be explained, the unusual movements that have mystified scientists and the military, according to senior administration officials briefed on the findings of a highly anticipated government report, which I have included in the reading list, by the way. The report determines that a vast majority of more than 120 incidents over the past two decades did not originate from any American military or other advanced US government technology, the officials said.
Okay, hang on a second. We investigated ourselves and found we were innocent. Yeah, okay, brilliant. If they're hiding a bunch of top secret advanced technology, which I'm way more inclined to believe they are, given it's either aliens or that, and I'm inclined to believe that. This statement is like, well, they said they don't have any. Mm-hmm. Well, that's brilliant. You know, do we get to go into Area 51 and have a look around? You know,
sorry. But I mean, that is interesting in and of itself. If we do have like UFO-like technology, yeah, that's still kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I would like to know about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want them lying to me. Being
well,
like,
yeah,
no, it's aliens,
course.
Bro. It's like, no, this is the bloody aliens, idiot. Like,
it could be.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's US technology being flown by
it's
aliens.
It's probably Nazi science experiments or something they've taken. I don't
like
know.
Like cyborg Hitler flying.
Anything is more likely than aliens to me.
Really?
I'm feeling very skeptical at this point.
I'm going to browbeat it out of you. That's skepticism.
That's fine. But we're going to see a lot of weather balloons. That's all I'm saying.
The scientist has now become the zealot here. So it carries on to say that determination would appear to eliminate the possibility that Navy pilots who reported seeing unexplained aircraft might have encountered programs the government meant to keep secret.
I love that we're just going to take this on faith. New York Times reporting, well, they said they didn't do it. Oh, well, brilliant. Well, there we go. We'll rule that out then.
But it's not like the usual partisanship whereby they have something to gain politically. It's just like both sides of the aisle are interested in whether they're aliens or not.
Sure, but they always seem to align with whatever the deep state wants, right?
That's so certainly true,
if it's
yeah.
like, oh, we need war in Iraq now, the New York Times is like, oh, we need to go to war in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a mouthpiece for the industrial organism that controls the United States. And so when they're like, oh, no, they said there's not. Well, okay, then don't look into any further, journalists.
Well,
you know, why
Harry,
would you do anything?
Actually did a book club on the book, The Grey Lady Winked, which is about the New York Times being shady. And they did things like downplay the Holocaust because they were worried that their Jewish owners would seem like they're trying to beg for sympathy and things like that.
I think it's okay to be like, we expect some sympathy when we're being genocided. Like, I don't think it was, oh, you just want sympathy. But I think it's okay to ask for some of that condition. I mean, what?
That was just one of the things. They also put one of their journalists on the mission to nuke Japan.
Oh, really?
They were on the plane.
Jesus.
New York Times journalist. But
see,
there we go.
This is why I don't really trust the New York Times on this.
But it is also worth mentioning here that the quote from Dr. Carl Sagan, that an absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Mm. And another physicist, Michio Kaku, I think his name is pronounced.
Yeah, I know the guy, the Japanese guy.
Yeah, that's right. Said on Joe Rogan's podcast, and I pulled this directly out of that, these things have been shown to show up on multiple platforms, radar, visual, infrared, and telescopic sensors. That is a gold standard for science. And I know the word science in there is going to put you off immediately, but
no, I mean,
that's a
right.
fair statement that there have been multiple confirmations that these objects exist, whether they're alien is obviously the pertinent question that we can't answer.
Yeah.
But they're certainly unidentified and they certainly behave in ways that we can't explain with our current knowledge of our current technology. But as you said, it could well be military and they're keeping it from us, which wouldn't exactly be necessarily a surprise. There have also been what people might argue as cover-ups as well. So this is an article from the Daily Mail.
Cover-ups from the government?
No way. I mean, that never happens.
No wonder the New York Times didn't ask any further questions. Sorry. I just hate the standard of journalism. Well, the military said they don't, so there we go.
I'm just going to take their word for it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand it.
So it's titled, Ex-UFO Chief Claims Their Pentagon Bosses Misled Congress by Claiming a Swarm of Mysterious Objects That Buzzed Around Navy Ships in 2019 Were Mere Drones, Not a National Security Threat.
Oh, yeah.
And this is my own summary. I've written out in my own words to save us reading from the article. But it's basically that the former head of the government's UFO task force, Jay Stratton, and his chief scientist, Travis Taylor, claimed they did not tell the Pentagon to present the situation as the objects were merely drones. It's just that the Pentagon
reflexively lied.
Yes,
couldn't help themselves.
It does make one wonder, doesn't it, that they have more knowledge of what these objects are, be they alien or not, than they're letting on.
Yeah,
so it is certainly a source for skepticism here.
You know what, in like 50 years time, it's going to come out that what this was the suppression of, like, you know, zero point energy or something, just to protect the energy industry or something like that, big oil. That's what it's going to turn out as. They suppressed all this amazing technology just because industries were built around the old technology. I'm convinced.
That sounds like a very human thing to do.
Yeah,
isn't
I'm totally
it?
Cynical on it. It's not. They're going to be like, it's not aliens. We just had all this stuff and we didn't want to share it with you. Mm-hmm. We couldn't resist buzzing you
but
every now and again.
It could also be aliens.
It's not going to be. Life is just not that exciting. When you get to my age, you realize that actually your cynical take, the cynical first take was the correct one.
I'm pretty cynical already.
No, you're way too idealistic because you still think it might be aliens.
Well,
right? No, what it is.
I'm not convinced, but I'm willing to entertain
it. Yeah, exactly. That's way too idealistic. It's not aliens.
Willing to entertain an idea doesn't make you idealistic.
No, it does on this subject. It's way too idealistic. It's going to be a bunch of just selfish Americans who are just like, no, we're not sharing this with humanity. Because it'll undermine the petrodollar or some nonsense like that.
We're going to be going very far back in time in some of the sightings that we're looking at, where America didn't even exist.
Well, they've discovered time travel then.
That's more believable than UFOs.
Oh, sorry. Is that ridiculous, is it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can fly things in the sky,
but we
can't
travel through time,
except forwards, obviously.
There we go. So
that
there
doesn't
we go.
Count.
We've got it half done already. So the other half.
That's not the impressive part, is it?
I didn't say
it's effortless.
Impressive. I said, exactly, we do it without even thinking about it.
Right. NASA recently published this document. Right. And
another institution famous for never lying.
I mean, lots of UFO fanatics think that NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah, exactly.
But they basically, as a separate institution, obviously, from the Pentagon, say a similar thing, that they've seen these things in the sky in this document that can't be explained. The movements are unusual, but there's no reason necessarily to presume they're extraterrestrial yet. There's their position, which I think is reasonable considering that I've looked at lots of the evidence. And I do loathe to agree with government institutions.
But no, it's the yet. It's like,
what I paraphrased it as.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we will want you to at some point believe in it. Fair enough.
They don't necessarily say anything one way or the other in that actual document. But
so never a straight answer.
they are living up to their name, yes. Yeah. But let's move on to what is not a UFO. And I'm going to go through two articles where they have a little list of, mm-hmm. of pictures, and then we're going to go through some of the military aircraft that can kind of look like a UFO if you don't know what you're looking for. Of course, it's not an exhaustive list, but it's about close enough. It's a good rule of thumb. So here we have the Night Sky Network website. And if you could scroll down, that's obviously the planet Venus on screen. Sorry if you're listening. This is a very visual-oriented podcast, unfortunately. Here's an example of an experimental rocket.
Oh, I did see this. I didn't know what it was.
It does look quite unusual. You could imagine that someone seeing that where there's a beam of light shining down at a concentrated point might look like...
There's some guy chopping wood in a hut very, very far to the north in Norway who sees this overhead. I mean, what's he going to think?
Yeah, he's going to think it's a UFO.
Right, yeah.
Because it looks like a disc in the sky shooting down a beam of light, but it's just testing rockets. I don't know why they do it at night, but there we go.
Plausible deniability, Josh, that's why.
I suppose it makes it more clandestine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then if you scroll down again...
No, it's just a rocket, bro. We just tested it in the middle of the night, bro. I don't believe any of these things. Sorry, go on.
This is surely your ammunition. This is going to give you the things that you can deny things. This is just a weird-shaped cloud. Obviously, everyone can tell that.
Yeah.
And then I think there's one more picture
here. It's just
here.
A cloud, bro.
No, there's not. I must be thinking of the other one. Yeah. But if we move on to the next article, this is Sky at Night magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a very vested interest in debunking this sort of thing because they're interested in the actual solar system.
Yeah.
But let's have a look at
it's
some of the examples.
It's not aliens, you idiots.
I imagine they spend an undue amount of their time doing
it. Yeah, I bet they do.
So if you could scroll down a bit, John, just have a look. Obviously, that's what a UFO is supposed to look like, but I don't think you're going to see many of those. It's just a weird-shaped cloud, yeah. That's Carl's explanation.
Yeah.
But if you can scroll down a bit more, obviously, military aircraft, I've got a whole section on that. Obviously, that's Lockheed's F-117A.
Yep.
Meteors and fireballs. I've seen plenty of meteors.
Same.
You can kind of tell what they are because they're there very briefly and then they go out of sight.
But the issue is that things like meteors or Venus either don't move or move very predictably, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's not the issue that people have. People have an issue with things going...
Yes, but people can be mistaken. Yeah. They see something shooting through the sky very quickly. Obviously, lens flare...
The moon.
Yes, you have to be a moron. But there was a woman. There was a woman who phoned the South Wales Police, as it says here. If you could scroll down, John, she reported a bright stationary object that had been floated in the air for 30 minutes, and then the police went to the control room to radio in, and they said,
"Been there all night."
Yeah, the officer replied, "It's the moon, over."
It's massive. It's just there all night. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know whether she received a hit to the head or something.
So almost every night.
So obviously there's the International Space Station, which goes on a very reliable loop around the planet. I've seen it myself quite a few times. Yeah. It's quite easy to spot because it goes across a very predictable path. You can also look up where it is in the sky. So if you see something strange, it's easy to check because you can look at where the position of the International Space Station is. And if it's above your head, then it probably was it.
It's just the International Space Station, bro.
Mm-hmm. Again, they've got clouds. A big one in Britain was number 7 here, which is the Chinese lantern, or they've called them sky lanterns, seemingly being a bit woke about it. So if you
Chinese
could...
not even allowed to have lanterns.
No, apparently not. They're supposedly a fire hazard as well, because they come down while they're on fire and burn stuff down.
It's a candle inside of it, isn't it? Yeah.
Military satellites, of course. They've got Venus again. I mean, that's just quite a stationary object. Yeah. Ball lightning can be quite convincing as it looks quite out of this world. But I've never seen it in person, unfortunately. Space debris, of course, just bits floating about in space. But again, it'll have a predictable flight path. It won't be zipping about. And of course, the weather balloon, which is the
old
favorite,
faithful,
favorite of the military.
Yeah.
Everything is a weather balloon. Again, they've got the rockets again here. And then there should be three more. Flares from an aircraft. This is quite important. I believe there was one. I think it was either in Phoenix, Arizona or somewhere on the east side of the United States where it was explained as being an Air Force drill where they shot off lots and lots of flares.
Right.
And lots of people saw it. Even, I think the mayor reported saying, oh, I saw that really strange thing in the sky, but it was just an Air Force drill, according to the military anyway.
Yeah, wow.
If you can believe them. Of course, searchlights.
They would say that, wouldn't they?
I've seen this quite a lot when things have been sighted above Las Vegas, and then people later on say, oh, they're projecting a light into the sky, and it's just how it's reflecting off the clouds and things like that. Contrails, I know them as chemtrails. I don't know who on earth falls for these. Just like,
that's a UFO.
When big sky bird goes in the sky, leaves big trail of cloud.
Right, so the Amazonian tribes have been pacified here.
So yes, that's a reasonable overview of the things that aren't UFOs, but I wanted to go through some of the military craft. Mm. Some of it's quite old as well.
Yeah.
That you could easily mistake. And of course, this is the Northrop Grumman B-2 Spirit. If I saw it above me, I would double take and think, hang on a minute.
Mm.
But then I remember, oh yes, I know about military aircraft.
But these things travel really fast, don't they?
I think so, and at a pretty high altitude, particularly the more reconnaissance-focused ones. Yeah. They tend to fly almost up in the stratosphere.
Because a bunch of the YouTube conspiracy videos that I've watched, they involve like triangular UFOs, have them quite low and just stationary.
Yeah, I've actually seen military aircraft that looks quite triangular.
Yeah.
So the next one is the Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird.
I mean, it just looks cool, doesn't it?
It does look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bit of a tangential interest in this just in its own sake, because it
just looks awesome.
It is a wonder of engineering.
Looks like something the Brotherhood of Nod create.
Here we have a Vulcan. Of course, this is RAF, so this is one of our own. We're going to be able to see these maybe over our own skies, although I think a lot of them are grounded a lot of the time. Then next we have a Polecat, which you could certainly excuse for being a UFO. Yeah. And then we've got a Valkyrie here.
Yeah, that looks pretty alien.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can't even see like a cockpit, can you?
No,
I think
it's
a drone, as far as I understand. I'm not very good at this sort of stuff. I should have Rory here explaining all of this stuff. But I know these are military planes and they fly. So that's all you need to know.
They're not aliens, lads. That's all we need to know.
Yes. And then we have the Boeing Bird of Prey, which is a concept. But again, you can kind of see if someone didn't know what it was, it could look kind of alien. And then the Boeing X-45, again, very similar. I think they actually made this one, though. And then this next one is the one that was shown. Is that the... I can't remember. Is that the... That's the X-45, is it?
X-47A, it says on top.
Oh, X-47A, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting my planes mixed up. But that, again, if I saw that flying in the sky, a sort of kite-shaped object, I wouldn't presume it would be
doesn't look like off this planet.
Yeah. No, it certainly doesn't. And then the penultimate one is the Vought V-173. And this was around 1942 to 47.
Be more persuasive if it didn't have propellers on it.
That's true. But I imagine if it's flying, it might be a bit difficult to see the propellers.
Possibly.
It might look like a flying saucer.
However, one of the common points made about people who view UFOs is they don't make any noise. And this is obviously going to make noise.
I'm sure it would, yeah. But it could easily be mistaken. And of course, first UFO sighting.
Probably not many of those flying
in the modernity.
These days,
no, there aren't, no. They only had a 5-year run. But it's around the time that we started to get UFO sightings, to be fair. Right. And then the final one is this one, which is the Avro Canada VZ9 Avrocar.
So the US Army, or the US Air Force, sorry, created a UFO. And then we're like, don't know what you're saying. Probably aliens, bro. Like, what?
Well, this has been known about for a little while yet. But yes, there are lots of things that you could mistake for a UFO.
Does it actually fly?
I'm not entirely sure. I would presume so. They wouldn't have put that much effort into building it if it couldn't fly.
Oh, I don't know. It's taxpayer money. I don't think they care.
I'm sure some physicists could figure out, based on the design, whether it could fly before they built it.
Yeah.
But yes, this is all of the potential pitfalls of spotting an actual UFO. Mm. So I wanted to get this out of the way so we can actually accurately look at stuff in historic sightings. Mm. And talking of history, let's go back to ancient Rome.
This is Germany.
That's not yet though.
Oh, sorry.
What's on screen? Right. So,
I know all about this stuff.
I'm going to talk
was
about
that. Nuremberg? I think it was Nuremberg.
Somewhere around there, yeah. But Julius Obsequins, I think his name is pronounced. I'm not sure. But basically, he was a 4th century AD author. Mm-hmm. And he wrote the Prodigorum Liber, or the Book of Prodigies, which summarized some of the wonders of the ancient Roman Republic.
Sounds interesting.
And he talked about many things that could be regarded as unidentified aerial phenomena. Hmm. So in 100 BC, he says, when C. Marius and L. Valerius were consuls in Tarquinia, towards sunset, a round object like a globe, a round or circular shield, took its path in the sky from west to east. So this is, of course, 100 BC. Hmm. So we don't have any aircraft in existence, obviously. That's off the table as an explanation.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Just a weather balloon, bro.
We didn't have those either.
Maybe.
maybe.
Apparently the same sort of thing was spotted with Alexander the Great as well. When he was conquering Persia, apparently silver shields were spotted in the sky.
I think Alexander the Great might have been an alien. That's my conspiracy theory. I don't actually, but
no.
It would be funny. Yeah. And then 91 BC at Aneriae, while Livius Troso was promulgating the laws at the beginning of the Italian War, at sunrise there came a terrific noise in the sky and a globe of fire appeared burning in the north in the territory of Spoletum. A globe of fire of golden colour fell to the earth, gyrating. It then seemed to increase in size, rose from the earth and ascended into the sky, where it obscured the sun with its brilliance. It revolved towards the eastern quadrant of the sky.
I wonder what the hell they made of it.
Yeah, well, something came to Earth, expanded, and then flew away again and obscured the sun, like some sort of solar eclipse. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it is just wives' tales. It could well
be. Delusional Romans, but like, who knows?
I think as I've become more historically literate, I give people in the past a lot more leeway that their interpretations of things have some bearing on truth. They may not have the whole truth as we might understand it today, but they're not as stupid as might intuitively think. In fact,
they're not stupid.
Anatomically speaking, they're identical in levels of intelligence to us, although obviously different nutritional levels and such, but,
but
they have
the
same anatomy. No, they're not. Certainly not. So 42 BC, something like a sort of weapon or missile rose with a great noise from the earth and soared into the sky.
Where was this?
This was again in Rome somewhere. He doesn't actually state. Okay. He just says in 42 BC. Hmm. That would be around the time of Caesar, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So no talk of that by Caesar.
Julius Caesar's an alien now. Okay.
All historic figures are aliens. This is the new conspiracy that we've devised.
Only the interesting ones.
Yeah. If they're boring, they're human.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.